So Donald Trump is back in the streets again, or at least the Washington streets, as he just returned for the first time since leaving office. And he came back with a rally where he said a lot of things that are going to piss off a lot of people in his famous Donald Trump way, but we're going to hop into that. There's a mystery pink sauce that went viral on TikTok, and it's been picked up by pretty much every major news organization, as the creator of it is in hot water, as people have been saying that they could have gotten sick, received spoiled packages, and it's like this whole huge thing going on right now that is called the saga of the pink sauce. And last but not least, our boy Joe Biden has 99 problems, but getting elected again seems to be one for sure. And we're going to be getting into that as the last story today. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Like, subscribe, and turn on post notifications so you never miss a video. So Trump returned to Washington on Tuesday for the first time since leaving office to deliver one of his patented, say the craziest things I can possibly think of, speeches filled with jokes and some terrifying, not so new ideas, like putting homeless people in camps, executing drug dealers.
You execute a drug dealer and you'll save 500 lives because they kill on average 500 people.
500 people. Yes, I know I got the worst Donald Trump impression ever, but no one believes that. This is not the 90s, and you can't just say this is your brain on drugs and smash an egg with a pen and expect people just to believe you. Everybody smokes now, and the people who aren't on illegal drugs are on legal ones, and half the country is high at all times. And if that's the case, we'd all be dead if every drug dealer killed 500 people. Just saying. And when he's talking about dealers, he's not talking about his homeboys at the pharmaceutical companies. Let's just put that out there. But it gets better, because our guy Trump also decided to test out his new trans material with a few comedy bits on women's sports, and now he'd be the best women's basketball coach in history. And no, that is not a joke.
And I'll tell you what, if I were ever, I'd be the greatest women's basketball coach in history.
Like, I get the joke, but it's more of a dunk on women than trans women. And also, what does this have to do with anything? This is the guy running for president again. Because I don't get what we're doing here. Oh, wait, I do. I remember Trump decided, out of all of this, and while he was in the middle of throwing out his trans jokes and, you know, talking about putting homeless people in camps, Trump decided to tease him running for president in 2024 while also repeating the line that almost literally destroyed a country that he won the last election.
I ran for president. I won. Then I won a second time, did much better the second time.
And look, I just don't get this one. He's acting like there isn't January 6th hearings going on right now from when he used that same rhetoric to whip his supporters into a frenzy that got tons of them locked up and even some people killed.
Hey, I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time, what a disgrace it was. But...
And he's saying it again like it's nothing. Look, Trump and all the parties involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol are being investigated as we speak for trying to overthrow the government under the pretense that the election was stolen when it was in fact not. And they knew that. But here is Trump continuing that same old line with no fear. I guess he knows something that we don't, or that we all do. The laws do not apply to all of us equally. And also, if he runs against Joe Biden in 2024, he's probably gonna win, whether you like him or not. Because people are just tired of Joe Biden taking naps all the time. Or at least that's what they think he does. But moving on, we're hopping into the crazy saga of the pink sauce, the mystery pink sauce. This is Chef Pie, the creator of the controversial mystery pink sauce that has been ravaging the internet and that has now gotten a TikTok chef into some hot water after it was discovered that maybe buying strange colored sauces from people that you don't know online could kill you.
I'm honestly bringing more awareness to this because there are people that have posted about this that's making them sick. This could literally kill people. That's not fear-mongering. That is not extending anything. I'm stating the facts.
TikTok chef began promoting the pink sauce sometime in June, slowly releasing a string of videos featuring the sauce, trying it with different foods, and displaying the packaging. The mystery sauce quickly became a craze, with people wanting to know what was in it, and once orders shipped, that's when problems started, with people noticing that the labels and nutritional facts were wrong, as creator Sean SVV pointed out.
I'm seeing so many errors in this nutritional label, seeing 444 servings, which is 14.4 grams, which almost makes 6,300 something grams in a full bottle, which is inaccurate.
And that's not the only problem. problem, with people reportedly receiving their pink sauce spoiled as it was packaged in the wrong material in the beginning, and other people claiming they have gotten sick from the pink sauce. Now, be honest, note to self, don't buy strangely colored mystery sauces from people that you don't know on the internet that don't seem to know what they're doing. Now look, I want to be clear, it's hard to tell which claims are hype and are real, as one TikToker literally tried using the pink sauce to fake his death. And while some of the concerns and or reports of issues may have been a little overblown, there were definitely some serious slip-ups, and it looks like Chef Pie is using the Donald Trump, the fake news defense, in order to slide by all this goddamn bad press.
It's so bad down to the point that someone faked their death. All of this false propaganda that's going on the internet.
And all of this is unfortunate for Chef Pa, who probably just got a little in over her head after stumbling across a viral business idea. And to be honest, she hasn't been doing the best with PR after this went viral. Because people were trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. Some people were at her back and the claims hadn't gotten that big yet. But this was the straw that I feel like kind of broke the camel's back for this business.
They approved. What do you mean FDA approved? I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health.
Now, of course, she got clowned with commenters noting that the F in FDA stands for food, and while she didn't need to get FDA approval to sell her sauce, the reality is she more than likely wasn't following FDA guidelines for selling and shipping her mystery condiment. Now, what do you think the internet did with that clip? They destroyed her with the most hilarious comment section I've seen in a very long time. Somebody said she thought the F in FDA stood for friends who do stuff together. Not going out sad and buying $20 sauce off TikTok for someone who doesn't know what FDA stands for and not expect for the worst. I guess common sense ain't so common. Hashtag pink sauce facts. This is my favorite because I feel like this is the crux of all of it. I blame LLC Twitter for the rise of this magnitude of foolishness. Facts. All of y'all don't need to be starting businesses. Let's just put that out there. Mailing people mystery sauce that contains milk with zero preservatives in it through the U.S. postal system has got to be considered a form of bioterrorism. Oop. I cannot stop looking into the pink sauce on TikTok. Like, I'm so obsessed that she just completely mislabeled the nutritional information so it would match her angel numbers. Oh, that's too hilarious. But it's the truth. Now, I'm gonna be honest. The black creators on TikTok when this first came out were pretty, they weren't harsh on her and they were trying to give her space to get over this and get through this and to correct her mistakes and still telling people to support her business. Now, I don't know after the fallout if that is something that can still happen if people are still gonna be willing to support her after all of this bad press. And look, this is the thing. I don't think she had any bad intentions. I don't think she's a bad person. I honestly think that she just had a product that went viral, had a good idea, ran with it, and just tried to do her best. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with people and the product that she happened to come up with, and you're dealing with people's food, could have possibly put her in a lot of trouble. And now she has the FDA reaching out to her. They said they want to stop by and look at her house. She's talking about how she has all these new problems, and hopefully she will be able to figure out what's going on, fix everything, and still get her product out and still be successful. We wish her the best here at the Church of Joestone podcast, as we all should. I think grace should be given in these situations. Like, yes, someone could have gotten hurt, but I don't think that anyone seriously did. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not what comes out. There were some reports of some people did get sick, but I don't know how verifiable they are, and I haven't seen like an actual person. I do know that a product arrived spoiled, and she even spoke to that, and that's something that happened. So hopefully they didn't get ingested. But let me know what you think in the comments, guys. Do you think that she should be canceled? Do you think that she should be allowed to sell this pink sauce still? Do you think the people that bought it are dumb? Do you think she deserves some grace and people should still patronize the business in the future once she gets everything straight? Or is this just can't be resolved, can't be fixed, and maybe somebody else should come out with their own pink sauce and do it the right way? Let me know what you think in the comments. I am on the team of she can fix it, she can get it together, and I think that she will be successful. Shout out to her, because we need more entrepreneurs starting, and it's hard, and you don't know what you don't know, and hopefully she has gotten an education, a very public and maybe a little shameful one, but an education nonetheless, and I wish her the best, as I'm pretty sure that we all do here at the Church of Joestone. Now, moving on, last but not least, and my favorite story of the day, the funniest story to me of the day. Good old Sleepy Joe has some problems. Now, this is shocking. Joe Biden no longer has COVID, and he no longer has cancer, or at least he never had cancer or something, even though he told us he did.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Look, think the man's old and he's confused, but apparently that has gotten a lot of voters turned off. Because he may not be sick with COVID or cancer, but he does have a huge problem with no one, not even his own people, wanting him to run for president in 2024. A new CNN poll finds 75% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters want the party to nominate someone other than the president, Joe Biden, in the 2024 election, a sharp increase from earlier this year. He can't say sentences well. It is not like, oh, he messes up once like a month or once a quarter like it used to be. Every week he's saying something nonsensical in an interview and people don't know what's going on. The poll comes as Biden's approval ratings remain low and most Americans are discontented with the state of the country and the economy. Inflation remains high and a new report released Tuesday showed consumer confidence slipped for the third straight month. People do not believe that Joe Biden's administration is effectively managing anything, whether it be abortion rights, the Supreme Court, inflation, gas price, any of it. Nobody seems to be confident in his ability or his team's ability to get anything done. 24% of Democratic and Democrat-leaning voters said that they want someone else because they don't think Joe Biden can win in 2024, up from 18% in a poll conducted in January and February. 25% said that they prefer Biden as the nominee, which is a step down from 45% in January and February. So in a few months, he's at half, almost half of the people who thought that he should be running in the next election. But it's just not young people that are saying that Joe Biden should take a seat. The new poll shows that 31% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters, 45 and older, would prefer Joe Biden to be the president in 2024, or to be the 2024 nominee. Only 31% of people 45 and older. That's not good. But it gets worse because only 18% prefer Joe Biden as the 2024 nominee. And again, this is Democrat or Democrat-leaning voters. But on the flip side, it's not like Trump is doing much better. The poll also showed that a majority of Republican and Republican-leaning registered voters said that they do not want former President Donald Trump to be their party's nominee in the 2024 presidential election. 55% say they want someone else other than Mr. Trump to be the nominee, which is up from 49% in the January-February poll. I guess those January 6th hearings are having some effect. But let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think Joe Biden has a chance? Do you think he should sit down and not run for a nomination in 2024 or run for president in 2024? Do you think Trump should run? Do you think he shouldn't run? Do you think we just need all new candidates? I think that that's where the American people are at right now. I think everybody wants some new blood, some fresh faces, and on both sides. It's been so much that's happened over the last few years with both of these legacy administrations and these politicians that have a history of just all kinds of scandals and a litany of just past problems that weigh on these potential candidates. I think that in general, it'd be best for both parties to find new faces, find new people, and get some candidates in that people actually want to vote for, because I don't think the American people